When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Monday, January 30th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a 5-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. All right, championship weekend is over in the NFL. Some people feel like that's the last true weekend of NFL football. Now the Super Bowl craze takes over. The game won't be at a home field. It'll be at a neutral site. There's 2 weeks until the next game. So in some ways, the NFL regular, you know, like the regular NFL that we all know and love, a little bit ended this past weekend. And look, I thought they were both, good games. Obviously, the Eagles win over the 49ers. The quarterback situation for the Niners was a complete catastrophe. I mean, going from Brock Purdy to Josh Johnson to basically having Christian McCaffrey have to run it nonstop for the whole second half clearly impacted that game. But I think the main takeaway from that game was really the line play. The Eagles were never going to lose that game. I don't care if it was Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, whoever. They dominated at the line of scrimmage. So their offensive line dominated that Niners pass rush, and the Eagles defensive line gave whoever was going to be a quarterback no chance there. I mean, for as kind of up and down as Eagles offense might have appeared, they had 21 points in the first half against a Niners defense that was considered the best in the NFL, and they basically just took their foot off the pedal from there on out. So the Eagles, Niners, not sure there's a ton to take away in terms of what you learned about a team, what you learned about the Niners. I do think Brock Purdy going out of that game does in some ways leave the door open for the Niners to make a move at quarterback. If he would have won that game, you're pretty much locked into him. At this point, I think the Niners have some flexibility to really explore what they think the best option is for the franchise. But to me, the biggest takeaway was not from that game. That game was over almost right away, and the Eagles have been dominant all year. To me, the biggest thing I took away from this championship weekend was the Chiefs' defense. Yes, the defense. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes was awesome, what he did. 29 of 43, 326 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, all week, and I was certainly part of it, right? All week it was, maybe Burrow's better. Burrow's the guy you'd want in this game. Mahomes stepped up, and he played awesome, especially with that ankle injury. You could tell it was bothering him. There were times after plays where he would wince. I mean, he was not full Mahomes, but 326 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's pretty good for 99% of the quarterbacks out there. So Mahomes was Mahomes, and I think you could tell the game meant a lot more to him because of all the trash talk that was coming, you know, calling Arrowhead, Burrowhead, you know, the all that stuff. So Mahomes was riled up. He got the job done. He gets the win over Burrow. So huge moment for Mahomes. And now he's back in the Super Bowl for the third time. But to me, the biggest takeaway was the Chiefs' defense. I think so often we focus on Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and the offense. But the Chiefs' defense is an extremely underrated unit. Had a rough start to the year. And sometimes the first impression can really dictate how you feel about a unit on a team for the entire season. But if you look at what the Chiefs' defense has done, what they're good at, they are very underrated, and I think going into the Super Bowl matchup with the Eagles, the defense is going to be something that people might overlook as being a unit that is not just going to be walked over. So what are the Chiefs good at, right? Look at yesterday. They hold Joe Burrow to 20 points. They hold him to one touchdown, two interceptions, only 270 yards. You know, he was a little above 50% completion percentage. His rating was just 70. They shut down Joe Mixon, 19 yards on eight carries. They only gave up, I mean, just doing the math real quicker, 41 yards on 13 carries. So their run defense was awesome. T. Higgins and Chase both put up decent numbers. Both were over 75 yards, but only 20 points from the Bengals, and only 13 points in the first three quarters. So the Chiefs defense really shut down that Bengals offense. And when you look at the Chiefs defense and what they're good at, and you know where I think they're underrated, I think their pass rush seems to be one of the more underrated units in the league. I think when you look at it, you go, well, they have no great edge rushers, really. Frank Clark has missed time. His numbers aren't great this year. Their leading edge rusher is a rookie, right? George Karlaftis. I mean, he has 6.5 sacks. Good numbers for rookie, but certainly not elite edge rush numbers. Chris Jones in the middle is obviously great, but overall, when you look at, you know, what the Chiefs have been good at this year on defense, they ended the year number 2 in sacks, number 4 in quarterback hits, number 5 overall in percentage of snaps that resulted in quarterback pressures. I mean, you can make the argument based off that alone. They had the second best pass rush in the NFL this year behind only the Eagles. And I don't think when you just think of the Chiefs and when you talk to, you know, just kind of like regular NFL fans, no one would bring the Chiefs up as having a great pass rush. Now, obviously, Chris Jones is a nominee for Defensive Player of the Year, so he's getting credit. 15.5 sacks from a defensive tackle position is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, to be an interior defensive lineman and get that amount of sacks is crazy. But if you look at kind of the two things you have to do as a defense in the NFL, right? There's a lot of them, like third down defense, right? All those things. But overall, the games are won in the NFL by impacting the quarterback in the pocket and by shutting down the passing game. You win in the NFL passing the ball, right? Unless you're the Eagles and you're playing a four-string quarterback, you pretty much have to move the ball up and down the field in the playoffs through the air, right? The rules are bent that way. The money is in those positions. The quarterback, the pass-blocking offensive linemen, the pass-catching receivers, the pass-catching tight ends. Like, that's where the money is invested in the NFL. And the Chiefs do two things really well. They get after the quarterback, and they're really good against the pass. They finished the year fourth in the league in net yards per pass attempt. And again, I already said, number 2 in sacks, number 4 in quarterback hits, number 5 in quarterback pressures. There are not many teams in the league that impact the quarterback the way that the Chiefs do. And what's impressive is they do it without blitzing. 14th in the league in blitzing this year. They really don't have to blitz to create pressure, which again is shocking to me because you look at, you know, their defensive line. Again, George Karlaftis, 6 sacks, and he plays the most snaps of all their ends. Frank Clark, 5 sacks. He played 62% of snaps this year. After that, like Carlos Dunlap, 4 sacks. Chris Jones, 15.5. And after that, they basically don't have any pass rushing interior defensive linemen. So their pass rush is really just a mixture of role players that really seem to get after the quarterback. And it's a little bit like the Niners pass rush that the Eagles just faced in the way that they had Bosa and then that was kind of it. This is kind of Chris Jones and that's it. But they have done an excellent job getting after the quarterback this year. I mean, they were 9th in the league in turnovers forced on defense. So they impact the passer, they create turnovers, and that makes them a really formidable defense. Now, they do allow points, which clearly you're going to sit there and go, well, Elliot, if they give a lot of points, how are they a formidable defense? And it's a fair one, but ultimately they do the things that you need to do in game to win and to shut down opposing offenses. So 21st in the league in points per drive allowed, not great, right? So that is not a great stat, but they do, I mean, 13th and third down defense, so top half of the league in that. When you get in the red zone against them, and I think this is really where they fall apart because they're 13th on third down defense, so they're good at getting off the field. Again, impact the passer, shut down the passing game, but they are 31st in the league in red zone defense. So when you get inside the 20 on them, you can score. And that is an area the Eagles, I think, will be able to attack because they have one of the better red zone offenses in the league. Against the run, the Chiefs are okay. 18th in the league in yards per rush allowed. Again, not great. Bottom half of the league. But on third down and impacting the passer, the Chiefs were awesome this year. And I think that their cornerbacks are somewhat underrated. Lajarius Sneed is their best corner, and they move him all around. You know, they go, he plays slot, he plays outside, he can really do whatever. But outside of that, they're starting two rookies. So the fact that they have two rookies starting in the secondary at corner, and then their best corner being somewhat of a nickel corner. Now, he's really versatile, so I don't want to call him a flat-out nickel, but he moves around quite a bit. The fact that they have had such a good secondary, and again, Justin Reed, Juan Thornhill move all around. They both really spend time in the box. They both go deep. They're really versatile. And that's when you look at that Chiefs secondary. The Chiefs secondary is versatile. Sneed can move from the outside to the inside. Trent McDuffie, capable of going in the inside. I mean, he played 140 snaps in the slot this year. Jalen Watson is probably their weakest corner. He's probably the one that, you know, the Eagles will try to pick on. But if you would have told me a month ago, you know, who would the Eagles rather face in the Super Bowl? The Chiefs or the Bengals? I would have said the Chiefs because of their defense. And I was wrong about that. And I think their game over the Bengals showed that. I mean, they did an excellent job shutting down that Chiefs offense. You know, Chris Jones, two sacks. Frank Clark, a sack and a half. They got after Burrow. They shut that offense down. And that's why when I think about everything that happened in championship weekend, I think about, you know, the Eagles getting there, but, you know, not a super exciting game. I think about Mahomes beating Burrow, definitely an exciting subplot. I think to me, the biggest thing I learned over the weekend and the biggest thing that showed up in these games is that the Chiefs defense is way better than people think. And it's going to be a challenge for the Eagles in this game to score on them. And really, when so much attention goes to the offense, I think it's important to take some time and say, this defense in Kansas City has really turned around and has been a much better unit this season than they're given credit for. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear. And I'll talk to you guys next time.